Well, did you know that there are a lot of promises in the Bible about living a long life? Now, here's a subject that I've touched on before, but I want to get a little deeper into it today. You know, I was quite frankly, I was distressed as I was recalling the death of some of my friends before their time. They hadn't lived out the full number of their days. And for some of them, you know, we'd spent time praying and doing things, and you say, what, God, what's wrong? And down deep inside of me, in every one of these cases, I would cry out to God and say, Lord, this isn't right. This isn't right, God. And what is right? Well, what is right is what the will of God is revealed in the Word of God. And, you know, maybe you're at this position and you're going to say, where, you know, my days are going to be cut short, or maybe your loved one is cut short or whatever. And, you know, I'm thinking about, and these guys that I knew were actually in ministry and stuff and their days cut short. And I'm going, this isn't right. What's going on? Well, I realized down inside my heart and my spirit, the Holy Spirit was crying out to God, this isn't right, Lord, interceding and praying. God wants to bring you and me and this generation of Christians into a new and higher level of faith. And I tell you, we've been oppressed and pushed down here by a spirit of death in Canada. You can see it operating in our culture for sure. You got the abortion, you got the maid, you got what's going on in the drugs and just giving more drugs to opiate, you know, addicts. And now, of course, if they get oppressed or discouraged or depressed, you can go out and have them off you. And, you know, like the whole thing is a culture of death. What terrible thing this is. And that spirit, that atmosphere, that negativity, both natural and spiritual, presses in on us believers. And the devil's come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come to bring you life. And that abundantly means overflowingly good. So I want to get into this. And I've got like three pages of scriptures here in front of me. Promises of God about being living out your days and the fullness of the years. I've claimed them over myself many times when I've been afflicted. And some of it, I think, is, you know, the doctor told me some of it, like, for example, I was so afflicted in my feet and my legs there. I've told you the story as I got healed. For the last number of years, and it got worse and worse and worse. And you know, it's like neuropathy, but they check for diabetes and stuff. It wasn't that, and went to physio, and it didn't, you know, help, and on, and stretch, and then try, you know, and just got worse and worse until I was in a sheer agony there in the fall. And I stormed heaven with the promises of God, like I'm going to share with you today. And I just went and I said, I am taking what is mine, what is promised. I'm not stopping. I was literally mad that I couldn't get it. And I just come, you know, telling my legs to respond, telling my feet to respond, telling the devil to go, calling on God to pour it out. And, you know, I got healed. This is ours. You know, the Bible says that the promises of God are yes and amen to us. The promises of God, we have these precious promises that we might partake of, share in, partner in, have participation in God's divine nature, and that includes healing and miracles. So, wow. Now, one of the things that I want to share with you about this whole culture of death thing is we've been duped, you guys. I've heard people say this a bunch of times over the years, and I even thought it for a while. Oh, well, the years of a man's life is 70 years, or maybe if he's strong, it could be 80, you know. And I remember my grandpa saying that, and he didn't even make it to 80. He died in his early 70s. And you know, stuff like that. And, I'm just an old saint, and I'm just trying to make it through. And that's not what the Bible says. What's the Bible says? You shall have... it says, he who desires good life to love and to see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and lip from deceit. But part of the commands and promises. Let me see if we can get down to this promise here. He says, Psalm 103 that we get in the bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, and forget not his benefits. His benefits. You know, that's like you got a job and you got all these benefits with the job. You got the free cell phone with it. You got meals at lunch. You got, I remember hearing about Twitter and all the employees and the stuff they would get. Benefits. Well, the benefits of knowing the Lord is he forgives all your sins. He cleanses you from your iniquities. And you would be satisfied with good things and your youth be renewed like the eagle. It's running down. It's running out. It's getting old. Get renewed. Boom. That's the benefits of knowing the Lord. Wow. Thank you, God. Now, this is interesting. I'm going to divide this in two things here. One is, in the Old Testament, the people of God, Abraham's descendants, Israel, were promised in their covenant again and again that if they walked with God, God would prolong their days. Now, where am I going with this? Where I'm going with this is it says in Galatians chapter 3, three times, that when we are believers in Christ, we are heirs of the blessings of Abraham, okay? But we have the righteousness of Christ. We have a better covenant than even that. But listen, here's what I'm going to say. Listen to the commands and the promises here. Psalm 34, 12. Whoever loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and keep from telling lies. Turn from evil to good. Seek peace. Pursue it. And you'll get long days. Deuteronomy 25, 15. You shall have a full and just weight. That would mean when they're doing their commerce honest, they would weigh out the grain. They would weigh out. They had to be honest weights. So you're honest, okay? You keep your tongue from evil. You're honest. And you shall have the full and just measure. Get this. That your days may be prolonged in the land that the Lord God gives you. You're honest, okay? If you walk in my statutes, keep my commandments, as your father David did, then I will prolong your days. 1 Kings 3:14. Now, the tongue one is interesting. It's repeated in the New Testament. Here's a command for us from 1 Peter 3:10. And he's saying this Old Testament command is true for us as believers. The one who desires life to love and to see good long days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Wow. Isn't that amazing? You shall walk in the way the Lord, the God, has commanded you that you may live and that it will be well with you and you would prolong your days in the land you possess. So this thing about living the long life has got something to do with walking with God as a believer. You can't just say, oh, I'm a believer in Christ and go off willy-nilly living any old way you want. You're tempting fate there, folks. You can't go off and be deceitful and illegal and talk ratty and nasty and curse and profound and immoral and all those things. You think this won't catch up with you. It will. Man, oh, man. It says here, again, about these commands. These are not idle words given to you. They are your life. By this word, you will prolong your days in the land. So the word of God, believing and walking in the word of God, has everything to do with prolonging your days that you live. You live out your days. My mom loved the word of God. My mom had many afflictions come her way. She should have died over and over again. And yet it was like she had nine lives. She'd, to the amazement of the family, she would stand on the promises of God with long life. I will, you know, honor him. The fear of the Lord. Here's another one. The fear of the Lord prolongs life. How about that one? Proverbs 10, 27. And my mom would stick to that and she'd get healed again and again and again. And finally, when she was 86, she was here for Christmas time and came out with a bug. And the Lord told me the day and the hour when she would go home with him, right at the end of Christmas Day, and it's exactly what happened. I couldn't hardly believe I was hearing God right then. What does that mean? She lived out the fullness of the days God gave her, right down to the hour. And she stood by the promises of God for her body. The fear of the Lord prolongs life. Here's another one. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land that God gives you. So there's commands. That's the first half of it. There's the commands of God that are saying, do these things. And we are in Abraham, Galatians 3. You could say, oh, that's Old Testament. That was the people of Israel. No. Galatians 3 says, if you are in Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heirs of the blessing. We get the wisdom of God. Proverbs is full of extending our years. Proverbs 4:10. Hear, my son, accept my sayings. It will add years to your life, and there'll be many. Proverbs 3:2, the length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. And he goes on. There's a bunch of the promises here. I've got a page of them. Now let's get on to some other more general promises. This is cool. This is cool because this is some of the stuff I have prayed over myself and seen restoration, seen strengthening. Here's one my mom would pray over herself. I remember her praying this, Psalm 92, verse 14. They will still yield fruit in old age and be full of sap and very green, or green and ripe in old age. What's that mean? That means the promise of God, Psalm 92, 14, is you in old age and me in old age will be mature, but still flexible and bearing fruit, not some dried up old branch. And mom would pray that over herself when she was getting afflicted and claim it and pray it. See, you take the promises of God. You walk with God. You have a relationship with the Lord. You get under his shelter and his wings. You get under his covering and you're in prayer and you love Jesus and you're walking right. And then you take these things before the Lord and you claim them over yourself and you say, Lord, you said I would be green and ripe in old age. Body, listen to the word of the Lord. You be strengthened, you be invigorated, youth be renewed in the name of Jesus. This is what I commanded on my legs. Legs, you be green and ripe. Legs, when I was having all this pain, it got so terrific, the pain. This is where it finally hit it. I had the showdown with this thing. And I'd say, the word says, how beautiful are the feet of those that proclaim good news. God's called me to be a proclaimer of good news, and I can't even stand up in a pulpit and proclaim a message because it hurts so much. Feet, you be healed, you be well, you be beautiful, because there's nothing beautiful about this pain. Pain, go out of my legs in Jesus' name. I take hold of these promises of God, and I pounded on that. Man, I got mad, and I had the breakthrough. Alambano, receiving the promise of God. The Greek word is alambano. What's that mean? It doesn't mean a passive, oh, God will do it if he wants. No, it's not what it means. What it means is he's offering it. Go take it. It's forceful. Take what he's offering, you guys. I'm talking to you that are getting up in years. Take what he's offering. I'm going to take it. It says in Job 5:2 to Job, remember he went through such awful condition. You'll come to the grave in full vigor, like grain stacked in its season. Oh, I don't want to peter out in my last years. I want to come to the grave in full vigor. My mentor, Doug Warren, was full of vigor. You know, he still went, and he was in his 70s, and suddenly one day, boom, he's gone. God came and got him, just like that. Boom. Wow. Psalm 91, with long life I will satisfy him. That's God's intention for you. And Psalm 71, even when I'm old and gray, O God, do not forsake me. I want to declare your strength to this generation. Now, you know, I mentioned at the start, a lot of people will say, well, our years are only 70 and 10. Now, that's Psalm 90. That's the curse that was on the generation of Israelites in the wilderness that God said, this generation will not enter in. And they all died out in 40 years. But it was Genesis 6:3, God said how long our days are. Could be up to 120. And he was looking at the earth, and people could live up to 1,000. Methuselah lived to 998 or something. And God saw how wicked it was, and he said just before he sent the flood, He says, my spirit cannot tolerate this anymore. The length of man's days will only be 120 years. And that's what it is now. Why? How do I know that? Because my grandma was 98. So there you go. So what should we say? What should we say? Psalm 103, he satisfies you with good things. Your youth is renewed like the eagle. With long life, I will satisfy him. And those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Wow. So I want to pray. In some of these scriptures, I just pray that they have got your faith coming up, because faith comes by hearing the word. I say to you in the name of Jesus, don't sit down and die. What the heck? That is not your destiny. If you're a child of God, the word of God is saying here, I got three pages of scriptures, and if you're a man or woman of God, you're walking along with God, you got the promises of God, we need to contend against this spirit of death that operates in our land and say, no, I am standing in the promises of God. Lord, I say and I command over my body in Jesus' name, the promises, the good of God. In old age, I will be yielding fruit. Not wizened up. I'm going to be green and ripe. Psalm 92:14. Say it to yourself right now. In old age, I will be green and ripe and bearing fruit. Declare it over yourself right now. In old age, I will be green and ripe and bearing fruit. That is your promise for me, Lord. I take it. I believe it. I say it. I'm walking right with you. And in the name of Jesus, we agree right now. We resist and rebuke this spirit of death. Agree with me right now. We're going to do this for Campbell River and Christians Campbell. We rebuke you, spirit of death, coming to steal from us, to steal from the saints that have not lived out the fullness of their years. No. You can't have it. You flee in the name of Jesus. We raise up the standard. We're raising up a standard in this year. We're raising up the standard of God in this year. The Lord has more than we've ever thought, say, or asked for us, for me, for you. And yeah, it's a battle. There's a contending going on right now. But we say, here's the promises of God. I believe the scripture. And I will not deviate, acquiesce, flinch, let go, compensate, negate, turn around, go backwards. I'm not saying no. I'm saying yes, Lord. May God be true and your word true and every man a liar. In the name of Jesus, faith arise in my listeners. I command faith to arise as you're listening to these words. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to go and put these verses up on Spirit FM and just click into the spiritfm.ca and you'll see them there. Okay? Blessings.